Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m., here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington.
Good morning. Welcome to First Christian Church. We are so glad you found us. We are together in one service today, and you pair that with the holiday and with the monsoon-like rains, and I'm just impressed y'all are here. So thanks for joining us today for our special worship service, and all who have joined us online, a special welcome to you as well. As we have gathered for worship today, a few items to note. If this is your first time joining us, a special welcome to you. We do have a gift for our first-time visitors, and so if you'd like to stop by our Welcome Center, which is kind of like the center island in our lobby out there on your way out, we would love to give you a gift and thank you for being here. Whether you're new or whether you've been here a few more times than that, we invite you to tear off this sheet that is attached to your bulletin and fill that out. It helps us to take attendance. It helps us to know any prayer concerns or anything that you would like to share with us as staff. You're welcome to put that on that slip there. You can drop that in the offering baskets as they are passed a little later in the service. Also, a note, because this is a combined service, some of us may be doing things like we're not used to. So communion today will be like second service. You will come forward to receive communion. And I know that that's different for some of us. If you're not able to come forward, that's fine. You can stay in your seat and we will bring communion to you. If you are watching from home, we invite you to gather together the items you might need for communion so that you can gather at the Lord's table with us a little later. You can also access our church website, burlingtondoc.org, to find our bulletin online for you there. On the back of your bulletin, you'll find some information about all that we have going on in the life of the church, so we invite you to take note on that. We are so glad that you joined us for this special combined worship service today. Today we'll praise God through music and through scripture, and so service is going to feel a little different from usual, but it's always fun to find unique and different ways to worship. We give thanks this week for a successful middle school mission trip. We had 5 students and 2 adults who went on this trip. They built picnic tables, helped around the campgrounds. I think I heard something about chopping wood even. So many, many thanks to Pastor Annika and Tammy Dingman for leading this trip this week. And I know that it was a meaningful and transformative trip for our youth. So many thanks for that. This week, the church office will be closed on Tuesday in observance for the holiday. And we also will not have a caller newsletter this week. Last week's caller was a double issue, so you can see that issue for our schedules and our calendars. And just a note that because of our parking lot renovation that you probably noticed is already underway, some of our events this week will be canceled or postponed or held at different locations. So you can keep your caller and your bulletin nearby to show you kind of what our activities are. We do hope to have the parking lot worked on this week. Weather will certainly, you know, it'll do what it does, and so we'll see how that goes, but we're so excited to be having this kind of activity going on our campus, as we all know it is something that we need very much.
Since you're standing, would you please join me in our opening hymn, hymn number 33. We'll sing verses 1, 2, and 4. O Lord, my God, I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. when through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. From I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim my how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Will you please pray with me? Dear Lord, we are blessed to have such a great day together and spending it with our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Allow us to absorb your teachings today and carry them with us throughout the week ahead. We are thankful for your love and support in all we do. We ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. As you're being seated, I invite the children of the church to join me for children's moment. Good morning. How are we all doing? That's fantastic. Today we're going to start out playing a little bit of a game. I'm going to play a song, and I want you to either say or sing the next line when the music stops. You think you can do that? Yeah? Let's try it. What's next? That's right. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Very good. All right, let's try the next song.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will show the show.
Wow, great. You guys are awesome. All right. This one might be a little bit more difficult.
I may never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, shoot the artillery. I may never zoom or the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Yep. Right, I'm in the Lord's army, yes, sir. All right, last one here. That's right. Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. Good job. You guys did great. Way to go. Yeah. That's awesome.
Now, the reason that we played that game is to show in the Bible, it talks about singing to the Lord, which is another way that we can praise the Lord. We hear about it in Psalms that says, O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. In Exodus chapter 15, verse 1, it says, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. And in Revelations chapter 14, verse 3, it says, And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the living creatures, and before the elders. So this week, I challenge you to not only pray, but to sing and make a joyful noise to the Lord. Do you think you can all do that? I bet you can too. Let's say a prayer together. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to praise you in different ways. We always knew we could pray to you, but now we know we can make a joyful noise and sing to you. We are blessed to have you as our Savior. Thank you for all you do. In your name we pray. Amen.
So as you can tell, music is not my gift. But I have other gifts, and so do all of you. And one of the gifts that we can all share is monetary. Whether large or small, we all have something that we can share. So you heard this last Sunday too, so it must be a pretty important piece of scripture. So each of us should, this is from 2 Corinthians. Each of us should give what you have decided to give. Each of us should give what we have decided to give. So it's intentional. So give not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And continuing in 2 Corinthians, you will be enriched in every way for your generosity. So when you give, the church uses your gifts for our work here, and that's important. But even more important, when you give, it changes your heart. The ushers will now pass the baskets and receive the offering. Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
If the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't.
please stand and join in worship.
Well, light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Bring it down.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sins upon that cross. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether
be seated. Won't you join me in prayer? Oh God, here we are to worship. On a day that feels dreary and gray, there is beauty all around us. We thank you for drawing us in as one community to worship you. We come before you with grateful hearts today. You have placed us in this beautiful place with rolling fields and growing crops and warm summer days. You've brought our lives together with the lives of those around us, brought us onto the path with those who have mentored us, those who have taught us, and those who have believed in us long before we believed in ourselves. You've provided us with an abundance so that so many on earth go without. Yet we confess that even with such blessings, we often find that the world is too heavy and just too much. Paul teaches us in your scriptures not to worry, but to rejoice. And yet we worry. Our spirits sag and our joy all but disappears. Give us the resilience of spirit to rejoice in the Lord always, in spite of the bad news of the world. Give us a spirit of gentleness when our rage would rather be set free, when we witness injustice. Give us the ability to cast our cares upon you and to present to you the deepest concerns of our hearts. Give us your quietness and steadying peace, which passes all understanding. Give us joy in you and the gratitude which knows that our blessings flow from you. Lord, today we pray that you would help us to seek out your blessings and see them in and among the challenges that we each surely face. Oh God, you know well the trials and challenges that face our church community. You know each who are in the hospital, each who is weak with pain. You know who is struggling to pay the bills and who can't keep up with the daily demands of life. You know who is feeling their age beginning or continuing to burden them. You know who is struggling with family member relationships. Hear our prayers for all of those needs today. Heal bodies and minds, hearts and relationships. Help us to rejoice in you always. Be with us as a congregation and direct our paths. Lead us in being faithful to your vision for the world and help us to do our parts in helping to accomplish your will here in our time and place. Lead us in deepening our commitments to you and to one another. Lead us in discerning your will among us and in serving your people. Lead us in learning each day to more closely follow your Son. He is our light and salvation. So we pray that you would teach us to follow his teachings and his ways. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It is indeed a blessing to experience God in so many diverse ways. We can look to the beauty of nature all around us, the green fields and the blue skies, although today maybe a little more gray than blue, red flowers and orange sunsets. We can see the handiwork of the Lord. We can look to our neighbors. Each person we see is unique and wonderfully made, and we see the face of God in them. We come to our sanctuary today ready to worship, to hear God's word and to pray, to give of our gifts and partake of Christ's holy meal, and to make music together. Music is indeed a gift from God, and Scripture encourages musical celebration in God's presence. And so today we come together to take time to sing our praises, to worship through music and the reading of Scripture. We turn first to the book of 2 Chronicles. Hear now a reading from the 5th chapter, verses 13 and 14. It was the duty of the trumpeters and singers to make themselves heard in unison in praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. And when the song was raised with trumpets and cymbals and other musical instruments in praise to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever and ever, the house of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
Please join us for our next hymn. It's Great is Thy Faithfulness, number 86 in the hymnals and on the screen. Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever wilt be. Great is Thy faithfulness, great is Thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
time and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth, thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. For today and bright hope for tomorrow, blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning's new mercies I see. All I have needed thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
We continue our scripture reading with Psalm chapter 40, verse 3. He put a new song into my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Psalm 71, 14 says, but I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 2. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into the presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with song of praise.
He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all.
Jesus
Continuing with readings from the 146th and 150th Psalms. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his surpassing greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.